Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
Listen, Fatso, I already saw a man out in the woods with light coming out of his orifices.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
All pockets from all dead people in the room are being searched by me.
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
No, this is too scary, guys. I quit.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
I pull out Old Reliable and I say, sir, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm going to net you.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
You shot him in the face? Is he dead? You do remember I'm a cop, right? You just shot a guy in the face?
And I'm your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Tallahassee Turner, I want you to roll a spot hidden check.
Oh, spot hidden is 79. 38.
Help!
Perfect. You can't see the source of the light yet, but you can see the reflection of it just around the edge of the doorway as it seems to be growing brighter.
Is there any sort of reflective material in the room that I'm in, like a mirror or metal that I could hold and like kind of look around the corner with it?
There are numerous framed pictures and shadow boxes of the pinned Lepidoptera arraigning the walls all around you. There's nothing metal, but the reflective glass off of one of these pictures or certificates or shadow boxes might work.
Okay.
Also, did you scream?
No, not yet.
When you screamed out, help, okay.
No, I didn't really do that. I just couldn't think.
Okay.
Because I thought it was, like, drifting in to kill me. But if it's, like, shimmering from out in the hall or something, then I want to try to see if I can get a better look at it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to grab one of them pictures and kind of put my back up against the wall next to the door and see if I can put the picture out with the reflection to see what's out in the hall.
It's a great idea.
Thanks.
Okay, so Tallahassee Turner moves over to the door frame, puts his back up against the wall right next to the edge of the door, slowly slides the edge of the picture frame out away from him, peeking it out into the hallway at an angle. First, you see the corner of the door frame. As it goes out farther, you see around it, you see the door out to the kitchen. Twisting the frame, you start to see more and more of the hallway until finally you see the edges of a silver-white metallic something questing through the hallway, seeming to search for something. It's like a spill of silver-white ink just flowing through the air.
This is like a blob, a floating blob.
Pretty much. It's emitting this glow to it. It's giving off this silver-white light that reflects around it, but at the same time, just seems dead.
Guys, how the heck are we gonna even, like, stand a chance against this thing? The metal box! We gotta put it back in the box!
I'm in the basement, but I think if you guys use the box...
What's in the box?
Alright, is there anything to, like, hide behind in the room?
There's various bookshelves, and there's that roll-top desk, but it's over set up against the wall in the corner.
Okay, I'm gonna squish myself into the roll-top desk.
Roll it shut?
Yeah. Just pretend to be dead already.
I'm gonna close my eyes and vanish from existence.
Alex, could I...
The windows... are the windows, like, do they open?
Yeah, there are windows on the opposite end of the room from you that look like they probably open.
Okay, I'm going to run over to those, open one, and very quiet-like, and see if I can, like a fish, jump out.
Climb out the window?
Yeah.
Make a stealth roll.
Son of a Maybe I'll just pull my gun out and shoot myself.
As you see that strange, otherworldly thing out in the hallway that was...
All right. My stealth is 20. So I'm going to clomp with my cement shoes. 44. I'm going to spend 24 luck.
Would you like to push the roll?
Don't do it.
You only have a 20, man.
Yeah.
You have a 20% chance of success.
How much luck do you have?
Once, I one in five.
83.
Not enough to spend 24.
You can't spell luck. You can't spend luck on a pushed roll, by the way, just to clarify.
Yeah. Let me take a look at my inventory real quick. I got guns and a sword.
Screen.
Oh, camera! Do I steal my cameras?
Yeah. I mean, you say you have it kind of around your neck.
He has
They're
two
a little
giant
bit hefty and hard
him.
To haul around, but you have it.
Is there any way that I could maybe sneak past the ghost into the other room and get that big silver box with the ash in it?
There's no way you're going to be able to get past it. It's right outside the door where you are in the hallway. It's between you and the door to that front room.
Didn't somebody take the silver box?
I don't think anybody did. I think you guys
I
left
thought
it there.
Somebody grabbed it.
I think you guys just looked at it. I don't think anybody picked it up. Did you guys? Does anybody
remember?
I swear
somebody grabbed it. Donovan, did you grab it?
I did not grab it.
Nobody grabbed the box, huh?
I don't remember anybody grabbing the box. I'm not saying that you guys didn't, but I don't remember it happening.
Oh, we got to backtrack.
The things that you guys have found in the house, you found the journal, you found some money, you found a bank book, and you found a little pot with some weird smelling ointment in it, some kind of wax ointment.
All right, so...
I believe you guys took all of those. I think, Seth, I think you have all of those.
Yeah.
Or Tallahassee, you have all of those.
Yeah, I did. I grabbed all that stuff. And what did I grab again? Money?
Dom. You didn't grab the box?
The silver box in the...
The little silver box that the thing came out of?
No, I know what box you're talking about. I'm just trying to remember what I did.
I don't think anyone grabbed the box.
Yeah, so if nobody grabbed the box, then it's still sitting on the floor in the reception room.
Well, I remember I did something with it because I ate the ashes.
Right, you tasted them. They tasted like people.
Yep.
People ashes.
Bacon.
I remember my book, Tallahassee Turner and the Burned People.
Well, I'm just going to move forward with my failed stealth roll and see if I can make it out the window.
Are you going to push the roll?
I don't know.
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but there's a door between this room and the doctor's bedroom.
You did not mention that because I don't have it on my hand-drawn map.
Which room am I in?
You're in the bedroom. You're
in the
bedroom? All right, so Billy McConnell, I want you to make a spot hidden check.
Oh, here we go. Billy's going to spot it. My spot hidden is 80. There we go. 67.
All right, Billy McConnell, that is a success. So as you're looking through that Bible and you're kind of flipping through the pages, you also, out of the corner of your eye, notice the flickering light coming from out in the hallway, coming around from the edge of the door.
Oh.
Just on the wall across from you.
So
Tallahassee Turner, are you still peeking?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the door instead of the windows.
Okay. All right, so Billy McConnell, as you look up, you also hear a squeak in the floorboards from the room next to you.
Okay.
As somebody is moving towards the door connecting the adjacent room.
Did I know he went in there?
You knew Tallahassee was in there before, yeah, when you came in here.
Okay, I'm going to move over to the door there and try and quietly open it.
Okay. Make a stealth roll.
Oh, my stealth's not very good either.
Oh, you're a cop. You should be sneaky.
Why would Abe want to be sneaky?
I'm not a sneaky wasp.
He just said he's sneaking over to the door to open it.
I got a 24 stealth. Here we go, fellas.
Why don't you just jump out in the hallway 27. And flash your badge?
I'm gonna use some luck. What is that, 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to use 3 luck.
Okay. I will say, though, Abe, even if you successfully sneak over the door, you already heard Tallahassee moving and making noise. So if you guys end up being in the same spot,
It's not gonna help.
If they know where if it knows where Tallahassee is, it knows where you are. I would just.
Oh, all right. Then
I would just tell you that.
I'm
just
no, throw it dude.
Open the door to in case you were.
You're not supposed to tell him that, because as soon as he opened the door, I was gonna grab him and throw him backwards and save myself.
I was just telling him so he wouldn't have to waste his luck.
Yeah. All right, I'll just move over and open the door.
You open the door, you see Tallahassee moving towards you quickly and kind of on his tippy toes and his arms up.
Just like in the movies and then picture shows.
Yeah, he looks like one of the Scooby-Doo characters creeping towards the door, making squeaks with every step.
Does it seem like the light's moving any faster?
It's getting brighter. You can see the light getting brighter from the hallway as it's getting closer.
All right, I motion to Tallahassee to come in the room with me.
Either the light is moving faster, or we're just moving slower.
And then close the door. Are you coming in?
Yeah, I came in the room.
All right, close the door. And then move over down the bed. And close. No, I don't know. Should we just make a break for it?
So you, as you guys are moving and watching the doorway, you see the silvery white flicker of the light in the hallway, which again kind of looks like moonlight reflecting off of a pond or a lake, though you know that there is no moonlight tonight, and there's no lake out in the hallway.
I haven't seen the ghost light yet, have I?
No. So it's moving. You can see it getting brighter.
Billy,
through the bedroom
Billy.
Door.
I whisper to Billy and I say, Billy, I think this is the same thing that burnt up that other fella out in the woods. When we ran out there, it was like glowing out of his face, and then the major shot him in the head. Exploded his head and brains everywhere. But I'm afraid this light thing is going to come possess us and then burn us up from the inside and blow our eyeballs out.
Well, what should we do? Should we run in the basement with the other fellas?
Yeah, go.
Should we hide under the bed?
No, let's go. Let's go down in the basement then. You go first.
I don't trust you.
Especially with my evil cackle.
I push Tallahassee back through the door and shut it.
Pull out my gun and shoot through the door.
All right, everybody in the basement hears a bunch of gunshots and doors slamming.
Just kidding. I don't know. Billy, I have no idea, man.
I'm going to scramble over and hide on the other side of the bed.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to hide or get out of the windows or something. Or throw something out in the hall and distract it.
Okay, so you guys go to hide behind the bed?
Yeah, we're going to duck behind the bed.
Tallahassee, what are you doing?
Are there any windows in this room?
Yeah, there's a big window on the back. So the room you came through, the door you came through... So the door out to the hallway is going to be on your left. The bed is on the wall across from you. And so the back of the house is going to be your right. There's a big window on the back.
Does that one open?
Yeah, it looks like it's two big windows that will both open up.
Okay, I'm actually going to try and go sneakily open the window and climb out. I don't know why I went into this room if I'm just going to do the same thing. Yeah, somebody like... Man...
I got no ideas how to fight this thing, guys.
Yeah, I don't either. It's like a freaking floating mist of death. Freaking burns my face off.
I'm thinking all the lights are off in the house for a reason.
So the doctor in the journal thing said that it was some sort of treatment, but it's obviously like magic. It's supposed to go in and like clean them out.
Does this thing disappear in regular light since all the lights are out?
That's what I just said.
I was agreeing with you.
Okay, so Tallahassee's going for the window. Billy McConnell, you went to go duck behind the bed?
I'm ducked behind the bed over here.
Okay, Tallahassee goes to the window and he's messing with the lock, trying to get it unlocked to open it up. Tallahassee, it's just a little latch. So you unlatch it, you throw it open. The wind and the rain just come pouring into the room as you throw open the window.
I forgot there was a big storm outside.
Yeah, even though we can hear the rain outside in our ears the whole time.
No, I just made it start again.
No, it was going off and on the whole time.
You see lightning strike from outside. You begin to are you climbing out the window?
Well,
better make a decision, man.
I know, I was gonna, but then I forgot that it was like super storm outside. So.
Forgot it was raining.
Are you more afraid of the storm or the silver lights?
I'm not afraid of the storm, you idiots.
I mean, if you're really worried about it, you can take your chance with the deadlight out in the hallway.
Now that I see what Tallahassee's doing, I'm going to follow him out the window.
Okay, as Billy McConnell, as you jump up to follow Tallahassee, turn out the window, you turn to see this silver-white tentacle kind of poking in around the door frame into the room, almost like it's looking around, questing left and right. And actually, this is the first time you are witnessing the deadlight. So as you see this just eerie, otherworldly entity, it's completely soundless as it moves through the air. It's just this floating, kind of a mix between a liquid and a mist as it moves through the air. It looks like ink or like melted steel or nickel.
What is that?
Or quicksilver as it moves towards, kind of almost as like it's peeking into the room. All right, I need you to roll a sanity check.
Oh, sanity!
Abe, you better not pass out again.
What is my sanity?
Well, Billy's losing his mind. I jump out.
67.
The
67. All right, here we go. 21. Is that bad?
Nope. That's a success.
On Billy's wife.
But you are going to lose. You're still going to lose. 1 point of sanity.
All right.
So it's just a quick shock as you look and you see it. Just shocks you and you kind of pause for half a second as you start pushing towards Tallahassee Turner.
Okay. And I start shoving him through the window.
Okay.
Go, Tallahassee. I'm out of here. I climb out behind him.
Okay. You guys make a climb roll.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Just a window. You guys are essentially just falling out the window into the backyard.
Wait.
Actually, yes. Do both of you guys make a climb roll.
What?
27.
Yeah. I want to see just how well you guys get out this window.
Well, my climb is 20, and I rolled a 27.
Okay.
So, that's not too shabby.
All right, Tallahassee Turner.
I'm just going to pull Crowbar out and crowbar Billy in the head.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. 95.
What's your roll, Tallahassee?
95.
Oh, man. We already know I can't climb anything from the last.
I'm totally going to land on him, aren't I?
We know you guys are basically, yeah.
He flops out the window like a fish.
Tallahassee just flops out of the window like a fish. Exactly. You land on your back in the mud as Billy McConnell falls out of the window right after you and lands right on you. Knocking the wind out of you. Mostly I just wanted to see if you guys would get out the window kind of ready to run or or if it would slow you down just a little bit.
I'll just cover myself up with the mud like the Predator.
So you guys are trying to gather yourselves back up. Suddenly you see the light brighten in the bedroom very quickly, a lot quicker than it was moving through the hallway.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm getting off Tallahassee and I'm
running to the right.
I'm actually running towards the front of the house.
Okay, which way?
I want to go back and get the box.
Which way around the house? You're in the back.
I'm headed towards the covered porch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way I was going too.
All right. Let's see. You guys are both down in the mud.
Whatever, I'm on top of him.
Okay. You guys are both scrambling to get up out of the mud.
I push his face into the mud as I get up.
As you get up and you manage to find your feet as you guys are kind of slipping in the mud as you're standing up. You see the light moving directly towards you through the bedroom, coming towards the window. Quickly, quicker than you've seen it move so far. Almost like a striking snake, it's slithering through the air, coming towards the window.
So I get up, and as I start to run, I'm yelling, run. I'm going to yell it loud, so hopefully everybody can hear me.
All right.
Run!
Tallahassee, what are you doing?
I'll roll up against the house right underneath the window and like try to just hug the house as close as possible.
Yes, I'm going to get away.
Okay. Billy McConnell goes...
Wait, I'm questioning myself now.
Tallahassee crawls through the mud and slams up against the side of the house, pressing as close as you can. In your mind, hoping you're just sinking into the wall. as you see Billy McConnell go booking it around to your right, around the back of the house, heading towards the front, as he screams,
"Run!"
Okay, where are you looking, Tallahassee? Are you looking up in the window? Where are you looking right now?
Yeah, I'm looking straight up.
Okay.
I'm assuming that it's like at least, you know, 5 feet off the ground or something, so that if I'm right up against the house, you know, it'll go like out and just go past, or look out and not see me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I guess since you have to walk upstairs to get into the house when you walk up, then yeah, the window, I guess, would kind of be, the bottom of the window would be a bit like shoulder height, so your kind of head and shoulders would be poking up above it.
Plus, I'm like covered in mud.
Yeah,
so.
You're covered in mud. It's all predator style.
Camouflage.
As you roll in the mud and hide up in there. All right, Tallahassee Turner, as you're pressed up against the house, you watch as the deadlight snakes its way out of the open window, and then the tendril that's coming out twists and turns directly towards you below the window. It doesn't appear to have been fooled at all.
I'm a deadlight too.
I'm gonna draw my gun and shoot it.
Take a picture of it.
Should I shoot it or take a picture?
Both.
I'm gonna pull out my gun and my camera and shoot it and take a picture of it.
You're gonna shoot it and shoot it instead of trying to run?
Son of a...
Okay, you're gonna be able to do one of these things.
I'm laying on the ground, fellas.
I don't think shooting it's going to do anything. I already shot the guy that it was possessing.
I know, I just blew a hole in his head.
Take a picture of it. You might as well. You have nothing to lose now.
And at least we'll have the evidence of what killed you.
all right. I'm going to take a picture of it and scream and then try to run.
All right. You flip the latch on the edge of your briefcase camera. As it flips open on your chest majestically, kind of like the like Data in the Goonies, as it pops out in front of you. Pointing it upwards as it unfolds, it accordions out from your chest, your pinchers of peril, right as you press the switch, firing the camera. The light flashes from your camera, blinding you for a second.
I close my eyes.
Okay. It's too late. Okay, the light flashes, blinding you for a second. And I'm going to roll some dice. All right. For the record, that's a 1 on the D4. Tallahassee Turner. As your blinded vision is sort of coming back in, everything's kind of dark around you except for one small source of light that is striking towards you. So, would you like to dodge? Would you like to dodge or fight back? Either of these are going to be done with a penalty die since you're currently temporarily blinded by the flash of your camera light.
Why did you roll against the rounds?
So why don't you guys hand Tallahassee Turner an extra dice for his penalty die? Are you going to try and fight back or are you going to try and dodge?
How the crap am I supposed to fight back?
I'll dodge and run for it.
Fight back, see if it does something. Maybe he'll let you do something.
Yeah, I'm going to like wave my hands at it and be like, and then as it goes into my throat and mouth and eyes.
We don't actually know if the light has any kind of tangible form. This would be a good experiment.
None of us are dying anyways. Just fight back.
Well, you guys can't metagame, so you have no idea what I've tested, except for the camera. You'll notice I took a picture of it right before my untimely demise.
All right, Tallahassee Turner, what are you doing?
Dodge is 35, and then what's my fight? Fighting brawl?
Fighting brawl is 50.
Ooh,
50. Ooh, dude, fighting brawl, son.
You gonna take a swing at the deadlight?
Yeah.
I'm gonna dodge and run.
Okay.
Dodge and run.
All right, roll your dodge.
71.
Okay, so that's a fail.
What's your dodge,
I
Seth?
I spend 36 luck.
You could push the roll.
You can't put, you know, you can't push rolls in combat.
Can you spend luck on
combat?
Yeah,
can
rolls?
I spend luck?
But all right, Tallahassee Turner, you scramble aside, you try to nimbly dodge out of the way, though you slip in the mud. But somehow that slip seems to put you out of the way as this tendril of light snakes right past your face and into the mud next to you. As it misses you narrowly.
Fart on it, and then I run.
Okay.
Roll for fart.
It gives me a boost. I'm just like...
Okay. All right, so you are...
No, I book it.
You're just kind of... All right, you're rolling out of the way and making a break for it?
Yep.
Okay, where are you going?
I'm going to run toward... Yeah, where Billy went.
Okay, I want you to make a dex roll as you're trying to scramble up from the mud.
19.
Tallahassee Turner scrambles to his feet, slipping in the mud, scrambling, hands and feet up as he manages to finally get upright and starts running. You can see over your shoulder as the light keeps moving towards you. And then you just start making a break for it all out. You rolled pretty well on that. No, it wasn't quite, it's a hard success, not a quite an extreme success. Tallahassee Turner, I'm going to need you to make a luck roll.
Okay, I got 83 on my luck. 13.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. All right, Tallahassee, as you're running and you scream to everyone, or trying to get everybody's attention, there's a bolt of lightning that strikes closer than anyone you've had so far. You've had lightning all throughout the night, but there's a bolt of lightning that strikes right out in the woods near you as you run around the edge of the house, making your way towards Billy McConnell.
And he shouts, 1.21 gigawatts!
Dom Drunkard. Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits and Major Aloysius Bakersfield. I want you guys to all roll a listen check.
Come on, fellas.
I got 70. 38.
Yeah. 11.
I got 47. So I think we all succeeded.
Okay, you guys are all down in the basement. Looking around, you're still kind of messing with this generator. You found an empty fuel can that smells like kerosene. You've been trying to get the generator started, and you to no success so far. You believe that it's out of fuel. As if maybe somebody forgot to refuel it during the night for some reason. Because they died. And you hear a noise. You turn and look over in the corner of the basement, and you see 3d6 butthole monsters. No. Okay, you guys all succeed on your listen roll. So you hear numerous shouts coming from upstairs and outside.
I go running up the stairs. Guys, let's go. They need help. That light thingy must be back.
Hey, Tallahassee.
Yeah?
Did you bring that journal? What'd you do, like stuff it in your pocket, or did you just like slam it in the mud as you fell out the window?
You would know if you wouldn't have ditched me.
We can get to that.
Oh, we'll get to that, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
I ran off.
Major Bakersfield, you come running up the stairs.
I draw my M1911.
Okay. As you crest the top of the stairs, you get there just as a blinding flash of lightning goes off outside as a bolt of lightning strikes really near the house, the thunder following it immediately. You look through the open door of Dr. Webb's room and you can see out the window as the quicksilver tendrils of the deadlight come racing back inside the house from the outside.
As far as I can tell, that thing's not going through walls. It's going through open doors and windows.
That's fair. But also, it raced back into the house when the lightning went off. It's afraid of lightning for some reason.
Okay, so what are you doing, Major Bakersfield?
How far into the room is it?
It's entering the room as we speak. It's moving fast, very fast.
What do you guys think? Should I close the door?
You got a split second to make a decision.
I'm closing the door.
Okay. All right, you race in and you slam the door to Dr. Webb's room. You close it just as the light is just a few feet away from you. You slam the door shut. So as you slam the door and you're pressed up against it for a second, holding it shut, or you pulled it shut, so you're leaning back against it, holding the handle. From underneath the door, you see that silvery white glowing ink of the deadlight start spilling from underneath the crack in the doorway. As it starts moving towards you, almost like a slug squeezing through the space underneath the door. Dom Drunkard, were you following him up the stairs?
No, that was me.
Oh, that was Dr. Simeon.
Well, they were both following up behind me, but who was first?
You? I was.
Okay.
He was first.
I don't think Dom actually followed us.
I did. I said,
yeah. All right. We all went, but it was me, then Simeon, I'm behind then Drunkard.
All right, so you guys are getting up the stairs as you see... You guys arrive at the top of the stairs as Major Bakersfield is slamming the door shut and the deadlight comes pouring from underneath the door, the crack in the door.
I yell at the guys to run outside, to get outside, and then I start running that direction as well.
Alright, running towards the front door?
Yeah.
Okay, Major Bakersfield starts booking it down the hallway. So who said they were going up the stairs first? Was that Dr. Simeon?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Simeon, you're running up the stairs. Just as you're like a little bit more than eye level as you're coming up, you see the dead light pouring from underneath that door frame, coming directly towards you. And actually, I'm going to need you to roll a sanity check as you see this otherworldly entity just pouring from underneath the door.
All right, my sanity is 66.
I could have tried stepping on it. 47.
All right, it's 47 out of 66.
Okay, lose 1 point of sanity.
Okay.
The unnerving part about it is that it seems to be moving with a will.
Okay, well, I give it the bird, and I book it.
Dom Drunkard, you are seeing the same thing as he's coming up behind, or as you're coming up behind him. Dr. Simeon, this thing is pouring out. As you get up into the hallway, you're about going to meet it in the hallway as you come up these stairs. Dom Drunkard, I need you to roll a sanity check.
I got a 69, and my sanity is 59, so I failed.
Okay, I need you to roll 1d4.
No, Pete.
2.
All right, lose 2 points of sanity. Dom Drunkard, catching sight of this light as it starts to rise up off the floor as it's squeezing underneath this door frame, it catches you so off guard and it's so alarming that you miss your next step coming up the stairs. Falling down onto your hands.
I shout at the dead light. I don't know what I'm saying, but hey, light, come get me. I start like punching my chest like a gorilla or something.
Call it a name.
I call it a name. Hey, light. I fire my gun in the air.
All right, yeah, you pull your gun and you fire it into the ceiling. It doesn't seem to have any response. It's still moving towards Dr. Simeon. Dr. Simeon, what are you doing? Are you moving? Are you going to try and edge your way around it and make your way out into the hallway?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it. I'm going to try to get down the hallway and outside.
Is there a door on the basement?
No.
No. There's a window, but no door.
You guys might want to run back downstairs and try and get out the window. I don't know.
All right, Dr. Simeon, you're going to try and make a break around the edge of the light?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's a 2 on the D4 just now. All right, as you start running around the edge of the doorframe and you move, the deadlight rears up as two tendrils of light and inky liquid shoot out towards you. Would you like to dodge or fight back?
Oh, there's my dodge. I'll dodge. No, I can't push the roll if it's a dodge.
You can't push the roll, but you can spend luck.
All right, I'll spend luck to get a 40 and dodge it successfully.
Okay. All right, so as you're running, one of the tendrils comes shooting right for your head, and it would hit you, except for luckily you happen to lose your footing on the hardwood floors in the hallway, and you slip, and your head moves just out of the way as it goes over, as it hits into the wall behind you, leaving a black scorch mark. The second tendril. Oh, wow. Second tendril from that dodge also manages to miss you narrowly as it goes around the edge. I rolled a 96.
Yes.
Dr. Simeon is the luckiest man in the world when it comes to coming up against monsters.
I am grateful. Oh my gosh.
All right, you're running towards Major Bakersfield. You see that this whatever this entity is leaving burning scorch marks on the walls behind you as its tendrils are lashing out at you. Dom Drunkard, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going back down the stairs.
Dom Drunkard starts stumbling backwards as he sees the dead light lashing out towards Dr. Simeon.
There's windows in the basement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go for one of those.
All right, Dom goes racing down the stairs. Okay, Major Bakersfield, you fire that shot into the ceiling. It doesn't seem to have any effect. Dr. Simeon comes racing towards you, and you see two tendrils lash out from the dead light, scoring into the wall behind it. You barely kind of see the edge of Dom Drunkard as he... I guess you don't see him, but you hear him go racing back down the stairs. For a second, it looks like the deadlight is going to keep pursuing Dr. Simeon, but then it turns towards the stairs and goes pouring down after Dom Drunkard. Dom Drunkard, you get to the bottom of the stairs. What are you doing?
I'm heading for the window.
Okay. You're down in the basement. The window is... It's high up on the wall, or higher, so it's going to be about at your head height.
Pretty short, Pete.
No, I'm not. I'm tall.
Just dive through it, bro.
So you rush over, you undo the latch, and you throw the window open as you start climbing out. Okay, Dom Drunkard, I'm gonna need you to make a climb roll.
Yeah. 20.
Major Bakersfield, Dr. Simeon, what are you doing?
Dom's got a pretty good climb, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't roll worth a shiz.
It's true. It doesn't matter what Pete's skill levels are. His rolling is...
All right, here we go.
Come on, Dom.
Son of a... I got a 69. Again! Second straight 69.
What's your climb?
40?
You might want to use 29 long.
Okay, you make a jump for the window, but since with the storm and with all the rain that's been pouring down, it's the edges of the window frame are wet, and you grab on and you lose your grip. You slip back down into the basement. You turn and you see the deadlight pouring down the stairs behind you.
I run back. I run back to the top of the stairs.
Okay, what are you doing?
Can I see the light as I'm at the top of the stairs?
Yeah, you see it go pouring down into the stairs.
Does anybody have a flashlight? Because we all know that the way you kill it is... Anybody?
You put
the slime?
Light on it.
Yeah!
Bing, bing, bing.
I'm going to shoot at it.
From the top of the stairs. Why are you keep shooting at it? You're going to shoot me.
Yeah, bro. No, you're in the basement.
So was it.
Yeah, but I can see it from the stairs.
All right, Major Bakersfield, roll your firearms.
Well... Is it directly behind Pete?
Or, no.
Like, am I going to risk hitting Pete?
Not unless you roll really, really badly.
All right, well,
At the angle you're at, you can't even really see. I guess you can kind of see Dom Drunkard's feet.
All right, I'm shooting at it. I've got 75 on my firearms.
Okay, how many shots are you taking?
I'm just going to do one shot. I don't want to shoot Drunkard. And I'm shouting at it to try and get its attention.
Okay.
All right, I rolled a 61 out of 75.
Okay, that's a success. Was that just one shot, did you say? Sorry?
Just one shot.
Okay.
You only get one shot.
All right, Major Bakersfield, he runs to the top of the stairs. He sees the deadlight pouring down towards us, towards Dom Drunkard as he's scrambling at the window. You pull your M1911, you fire one shot down into the light. Your gun explodes in your hand as you fire it towards the deadlight. It doesn't seem to have any effect whatsoever. You see an almost like a swirly wisp as if you fired it through some mist or through some steam ahead of you. As kind of a spiral pattern traces through it, but it doesn't seem to have any effect on it.
Does it distract it long enough to give Drunkard a second chance to climb out the window?
Let's see.
I'm stomping my feet. I'm like shouting at this thing.
Dom Drunkard.
Come get me! Come get me!
Make a luck roll for me.
The good part is that if I roll a 69 again, I'll actually succeed because my luck is 75. 71.
Ooh,
I barely succeed.
That's a success.
Huzzah.
The deadlight hesitates for a second as the loud noise goes off behind it. It pauses for just a second, Dom Drunkard giving you a small opportunity to make another attempt at climbing out this window. Billy McConnell.
Get closer to 40 and then you roll.
Racing around the front of the house, you hear a gunshot go off. You hear shouting coming from over on the side of the house where the basement is.
So am I in the front of the house now?
Yeah.
Like where the stairs, the entryway?
You're kind of coming around the edge of the reception room.
I have one question. When I was taken off from around the house, when the lightning struck, did I see the thing like get spooked and go back in the house?
You wouldn't have seen that. You would have been kind of around the edge at that point.
Okay.
And you were just kind of running all out. Same with Tallahassee Turner. You guys were both just making a break for it. Tallahassee Turner, you're a little ways behind Billy McConnell.
All right, I'm going back in the house through the front door, and I want to go into that reception room and go grab the little silver box.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, as you come running up, I want you to make a spot hidden as you're running up to the stairs at the front of the house.
Mine spot hidden 76, and yeah, my spot hidden's 80.
Oh, okay, as you're running up to make your way up the stairs back inside of the house, the rain's coming down, but you happen to notice a light glowing from down in the window off to the left of the house. As you see a pair of hands scrambling around the edge of the window frame in the basement.
Oh, okay. I see some hands. Yeah, I'm going to go grab them and pull them out.
Okay. All right. You rush over. You hear the gunshot go off as you're running. I guess you kind of heard it as you were coming around the edge. Dom Drunkard, make a climb roll with a bonus die.
I don't wanna. Alright, there I go.
As you see Billy McConnell pop around the edge of the door, or the edge of the window, looking at you, reaching his hands down towards you.
Alright, here I go. Oh my.
Dude. Wow.
I got 66. I got 60s on both my dice.
Use 26 luck. Better than dying.
You got 60s on both of your dice?
Yep.
So can I roll a strength check and pull him? Or was that his bonus die?
That's him trying to crawl. Yeah, that would be kind of his bonus die.
Can they split their luck? Can I push the roll?
Push the roll.
Push it, dude.
Or I'll probably die.
Like, put your foot on something.
Yeah, you can push the roll. There's a crate just kind of at the edge where you can put your feet up on it and maybe push your way up.
Alright, I'm gonna push the roll. I put my foot on the crate, kind of a sideways little lunge thingy.
Yeah.
But when I push, do I still get the bonus or do I not get the bonus?
Yeah, you still get the bonus.
Because I'm still pulling on your hands.
Yeah, because he's reaching in and trying to grab at your hands.
Alright, here we go. Yeah! 11. Also, right. My other die was an 80. So, luckily I had the bonus dice.
Your friends have all saved your life. All right, Dom Drunkard. You make this, you step out of the crate and you leap up into the window well as the crate tumbles out from underneath your foot. You think you're going to fall back in again before Billy McConnell's hand grasps around your wrist and he starts pulling you frantically out the window as the deadlight is pouring across the floor, rising up into the air and coming towards you.
I go running back to outside BT Dubs after I'm shot at it.
All right, yeah. So Major Bakersfield, you see Dom Drunkard's feet scramble up the side of the interior wall of the basement as you're assuming he's climbing out that window. The deadlight is still pursuing him, though. Okay, Dr. Simeon, what are you doing?
So the deadlight's in the basement still, right?
Yeah, you saw Major Bakersfield run to the stairs and take a shot at it.
All right, I'm going to go get the box, that silver box in the living room.
I'm going to veto that, I think, actually, because you don't know that you need that box.
So you were saying Simi's coming out the front door?
I'm out the front door.
As I come around the house?
Yeah. So,
okay.
As you see Billy McConnell, you guys are kind of seeing Billy McConnell pulling, as you guys see the stairs going down on the map right there, the stairs go down. Billy McConnell and Dom Drunkard are right there basically at the corner of that Amelia's room. Do you see that? In front of that front window.
Yeah.
So that's where Billy McConnell and Dom Drunkard are. He's pulling him out the window right now. And actually, okay, that's going to be, all right, Dom Drunkard, as you're scrambling out the window, around your ankle, you feel this, it's cold at first, and then it burns around your ankle as the light wraps around it as you're being pulled out the window. You're going to take 4 points of damage as it's burning into your ankle through your pants. As Billy McConnell is ripping you out, is trying to rip you out of this window as the deadlight wraps around you and is trying to pull you back in.
Get it off me!
Even though there doesn't seem to be any force behind it pulling you, it's latching onto you. Dom, I'm going to let you choose to dodge or fight back as a second tendril starts reaching towards your other leg.
What's your dodge? You got good dodge, don't you?
No, my dodge is 32. It might as well be 1.
What's your attack?
63, that's good.
Yeah, but we don't even know a fighting brawl does.
I've shot at it, and it doesn't seem to do anything.
Get
I don't
a
think
punch
hands
it in the
gonna
face. How do I fight brawl when Abe's got my hands?
You're gonna kick it. Kick it in its lighty face.
Dom Drunkard, what are you doing? Fight back or dodge?
Alright, I'm gonna fight back.
Okay, wait, fight back?
Never mind, I'm gonna dodge.
No, you can fight back.
Are you sure?
That's cool, take a swing.
No
you
way,
can
I'm
certainly
gonna
try.
That's you talked me out of it.
The only thing you can do.
Okay, roll your dice.
Come on, beat.
Yes, 17! Ooh, a dice gods have forgiven me!
Alright, that's lucky.
Dumb.
The second tendril comes swiping in towards your leg, but just as Billy McConnell gets you out on the gravel of the driveway in front, you roll out of the way as the next one lashes at you, but narrowly misses as you manage to dodge out of the way.
I give the deadlight the double bird.
Okay. It seems upset. It's like, well, that was uncalled for. It just wants a friend.
Well, it shouldn't hurt its friends then.
Okay. All right. We are going to break into an initiative order right now since everybody's kind of here and acting at the same time. So, all right, Dom, what are you doing?
Well, I'm laying on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Or am I standing now?
Well, it's scared of lightning, so it's scared of electricity.
I'm going to call down lightning.
And fire?
With my Mjolnir.
All right, well, Taberlin the Great, you are not, so...
Guys, what should we do? Should we, like,
Let's let Tallahassee go in by himself to get the box.
And then drive away.
Well, it's my turn. I don't know what to
we'll
do.
Drive away.
I don't even have any weapons. How come I don't have any weapons?
Quick decision,
weapons
Dom.
Weapons are useless.
You got a deadlight that's lashing up at your legs, pouring out of the window behind you.
Run to the truck and get some weapons.
All right, I'm going to run to the truck.
Okay. All right, Dom Drunkard scrambles to his feet and starts making a break for the truck. Tallahassee, Billy McConnell, and Major Bakersfield, you guys all act at the same time. What are you doing?
I run in and get the box, and I say, I read the journal, there's a silver box, and it's gonna kill it.
I say, I understand everything you said, I'm going with.
All right, so yeah, you're gonna run back inside. You do see the light, and it's coming out the window. You guys all see the edge of the window just scorching. The window frame is burning. It's not lighting into fire, but it's just, you see it turning black, like it's being consumed by a fire, though you don't see anything actually light up. Dom Drunkard, you're kind of limping a little bit as you're making a break for it. Tallahassee, you yell at the guys as you go running inside that you're going to get the box.
Yeah, and I said, get the dynamite out of the truck.
I go get the dynamite from the truck.
I run with Tallahassee.
You run in with Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Okay, Billy McConnell, what are you doing?
I'm following Dom, or unless I'm on... Oh, he ran first. Huh?
Yeah, Dom's running for the car. So yeah, you kind of pulled him up, and both of you guys start making a break for the truck.
Yeah. So
okay.
For the truck.
Okay. All right. You guys are arriving at the truck. Dr. Simeon, you are running to the back of the truck to try and get the dynamite out of the back and your guys' stash of supplies.
Yeah. Maybe we'll net him.
We forgot to mention that before we left Arkham, we had a priest bless the net.
It's the holy net of Antioch.
But I brought some spares.
Yeah, you know Major Bakersfield already has the net. He doesn't leave Old Reliable laying
That's
around.
True.
All right, the deadlight is flooding out. It comes up, floats into the air, out of the window. And it keeps moving towards you, Dom Drunkard, as you're fleeing towards the vehicle. Dom, you're reaching the car, or the truck. You reach the passenger side of the truck right about now. What are you doing?
Are all the supplies in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the back.
Do we have a flamethrower?
Oh, we've got a flamethrower.
All right, I'm heading toward the back of the truck where all the supplies are.
Okay.
My plan is to get the flamethrower.
Okay, you guys do not have a flamethrower, so let's just establish
Why
that before everybody starts trying to get the
flamethrower.
That doesn't exist.
I'm glad I've been going for the back of the truck for this fictitious flamethrower.
Dom Drunkard, like, they've been telling Dom Drunkard this whole time you guys have a sweet flamethrower. Dom Drunkard's like, yes, finally. Okay, so Dom Drunkard, you're running to the back of the truck also with Dr. Simeon. Billy McConnell, what are you doing?
Can I tell which way the thing is following, or who it's following?
It's moving towards you and Dom Drunkard. Okay. You guys are both sprinting towards the truck.
So I'm going to run around the back of the truck and, like, just hook around it and start heading towards the garage.
Okay. Tallahassee Turner, you're inside the house. What are you doing? You're making a break running for the coffer?
Yep. Straight to grab the box.
Okay. Run in, you grab the box, kind of step over all the dead bodies. Major Bakersfield, you're watching him from the hallway as he's running in. All right, what are you doing, Bakersfield?
I don't know.
Tell me to toss you the box and you run out.
All right, toss me the box and I'll run out with it.
Toss me the box. Tallahassee, throw me the silver box.
Here, take the box and open it and try to... get the light to go inside.
All right, I'm going to open it and try to get the light to go inside.
Open it and
take
the light
I'm
going to
take it outside. They'll open it and say, come, lighty, come on. All right, let's do this. Let's go.
Hey, I'm going to run back to the study. Oh, wait, do I have the journal with me?
Yeah.
I do. So I'm going to flip it open, actually, and see if there's any more content in there to help us out.
Okay, you flip back to the pages where you were, and there is an entry immediately following this next one on the next page. There's a bunch of entries after that also, but the next one, there's kind of a long block of text that's written, and then some indented paragraphed text below that. But again, like, it's going to take you some time to read, like, to even, like, skim through this.
Okay. I'll do it anyway.
Okay. Major Bakersfield, you're running back outside with the box?
Yeah, box.
Okay. Simeon, you're getting in the back of the truck. What are you looking for? Are you looking for the dynamite?
I'm looking for Dom's alcohol to try to make a Molotov cocktail.
Okay. All right, you get to the back of the truck and you just throw open the footlocker you have resting up against the side of the truck on the inside. And there are a couple bottles of really fine, high proof, and by I say fine, I mean really garbage moonshine sitting right up against it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. If you like what you hear, show us your support by checking us out on patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles and leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks again. Psychologists were injured in the recording of this episode.